This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You like excitement? Did you say that you like excitement?
I do like excitement. And you know what that makes me think of, don't you? One man.
Grandy's grades. Let's go. Always known as a very exciting.
How did the 49ers grade out this week? Did they pass? Did they fail? Let's find out. It's time for Grandy's grades.
Not only exciting, but at times a little too vocal. But, you know, it's radio, so talk. But anyway, go ahead, Mark. Hi, good morning.
Hey, what's up? If you were listening earlier, you already know my grade for quarterbacks. But, well, it's Grandy's grades. We'll go through seven different spots. We'll start with quarterback, as always. Brock Purdy, for his performance yesterday in Seattle, I gave him a flat A.
I love it, and I'm happy that you've come to your senses, Grandy, and I only say that because you initially had said A-, but in fact, it was an A all along, and I think when you watch a football game and you really watch it, you don't just see what a quarterback does well and what a quarterback does poorly, but watch what he does mediocre in a play that's not there. Does he do the right thing and get out of it or scramble or throw it away or make the easy throw and maybe the miraculous throw could be made, but he doesn't? I thought last night was a great example of a quarterback doing what needed to be done to win a football game. It was incredible.
This is what I'll say about the two of you and your A grade for Brock Purdy. Are the two of you in love with Brock Purdy? Do you call him Blocky Poo? Do you have posters on your wall? Is that what I'm listening to right now? Do you want Blocky Poo to come over to your house? Is that what I'm hearing right now? My gosh.
Mark, you out here sounding like a hater, my brother.
I mean, good Lord, with the two of you and your constant Purdy love. I know, for one, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
I've paid $50 on Cameo to have Brock wish me a happy Indigenous Peoples Day on Monday.
Really?
So there's that. Okay. Major bag alert.
Major. Yeah, I get even an A minus because he missed a few throws.
Like, hater.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sick of all this Purdy this and Purdy that and Purdy so Purdy and all this crap that always happens on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah.
No, it's an A minus. He missed a few throws, and I hold him to that standard because I think he's that good. But yeah, really good game. Really, really good, solid road nighttime division situation for Brock Purdy.
He is the highest rated quarterback on Pro Football Focus, PFF.com. Although last night was his third highest grade of his six games. They gave him a 76.5.
What was his highest?
91.1 against the Rams.
I'm telling you, that was the game that I was most impressed with Purdy this year, was the Ram game. Anyway, yeah.
Well, we all agree. He had a very nice night in Seattle.
But you guys.
No, you and I agree.
I mean, you guys are just lathering it on like usual. Anyway, go ahead.
Up next, skill positions, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. I gave them a grade A-. George Kittle was awesome in this one. A couple of touchdowns. Debo Samuel wasn't heavily involved, but when he was involved, he was good. Of course, he had the 76-yard touchdown catch and run, which was an awesome play. Ayuk was kind of nowhere to be found throughout this one, but you also had three running backs who ran the ball ball well. Guerrero, Mason, and Patrick Taylor kind of quietly did a good job in the second half. So an A-minus skill position group for me.
See, I'm going to actually give it an A because you remember the sort of debate that we got into week one when it's like, where's the demerit? I never saw a drop ball. I saw Deebo Samuel turn what could have been a disaster of a throw from Brock Purdy into a catch on the very opening series on third and one. You saw the running back room go through total adversity, and you're getting RB4 and RB5 in there closing out games. George Kittle, obviously, an A-plus kind of a performance. I thought the skill position players were clean. I didn't see them make any glaring mistakes the entire night.
You're right, and I'm thinking about it now because I wrote down my grades after I watched it earlier, and I also wrote down A-. But as you were saying A-, Grandy, and you were explaining your A, I flipped through my notes to try to find a demerit or a play, and I'm having a hard time finding one, so I'm feeling like my A- might be misguided.
The only demerit you could think of is if you're mad at Eric Saubert for basically committing a motion penalty deep in their own zone. If you want to use that for an A-, I don't really think much of Eric Saubert when I'm making my grades.
Well, there was the one Juwan Jennings catch that we thought was a catch that turned out to be a drop, which would have made it, instead of 3rd and 17, would have made it 3rd and 15. Remember, he kind of caught it, he trapped it, and then they looked at it and they said, no, you didn't catch it, and so that 2-yard gain was negated. Whatever.
Okay.
I think I'm out of line with the A-.
For me because Ayuk, show up, buddy. Come on.
No, but they didn't, like, again.
He's got to get the ball thrown to him, kid.
Yeah, what were the targets?
Okay, Greg Cosell.
Yeah, exactly. Was he open?
He had four targets.
He had four. Just two catches, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And one of them I wrote down in my notes, he got held on that third play in the second half where it was targeted to him, it was incomplete, and the guy was basically, he held him so long, he should have given him a corsage.
We also did not bring up the name Kyle Juszczyk, and I thought he was...
Touchdown as well, yeah.
Yeah, not just, I mean, phenomenal game for him, also blocking and leading the way for the runners. He was great.
All right, up next, we got the offensive line. I thought this was maybe their best game of the season. Not the best pass rush they're going up against, especially when you consider the Seahawks' injuries. I thought 4 out of the 5 players had a really, I guess really maybe 5 out of the 6 had a good night because there were a couple that were in and out, including this was awesome. I gave the offensive line group an A- for their performance overall.
I mean, if you're going to name one of the 5 players as being a mess, and he did commit a very, very big penalty in the game, I'm sure... I love, again, the handling of adversity with Banks going in and out. You're running the ball with multiple people. It's a very, very good performance, but something in the A bracket is a little bit too hot for me. I lean more toward B+.
Yeah, it's a B+ for me, and the one penalty that we're all talking about, Jake Brendel, went from 2nd and 8 to 2nd and 18, and it prompted a punt. So those are the kinds of penalties that you can't have. Couple of false starts in there as well from the offensive line. Very good, but not A-level. It's a B+.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. You are also listening to Grandy's Grades.
All right, coming up next, after the offensive line, we go over to the defensive side of the football, and that is the front 7. This obviously buoyed by Nick Bosa, who was awesome in this game. Front 7 is the D-lineman and the linebackers. Fred Warner was also very good as well. You guys talked about that peanut punch where he took away a first down that was already gained. An incredible play there. Bosa was incredible. Those two carry this grade of an A- for me from the front 7.
Yeah.
I dig it. I think I can carry that. Fred was fantastic. Nick was dominant. I felt like the pass rush in one way or another was effective without sacks the entire night. They really, some of those interceptions were forced by the defensive line, which I think is the concept of the 49ers defense. And even everybody's favorite whipping boy, Devondre Campbell, no major mistakes, 3 solo tackles in the game. A- feels about right to me.
I had the same, yeah, A-, and I believe the only sack they got was on the final drive of the game, if I'm not mistaken.
And it was Sam O.
Yeah, Sam O had one, and you know, Givens had a little bit, but it was really the Bosa show for the most part. Fred Warner playing a little bit in a hampered fashion, and you're right about, you know, Devondre. We didn't mention him at all. He hasn't shown up at all in my notes. All in all, very good, but an A-, because I would have liked to see them get their hands on Geno. And how many times did Nick Bosa have him in his grasp?
Like at least five.
Right. Maybe he needs to. Remember that hand thing where you like do this quick Geno, that hand exercise
Geno's
thing?
Geno's a big man. He's a big man. He moves pretty well.
So is Nick.
And he's a veteran who I think got rid of the ball at the right time. But again, that Mustafa interception was caused by Nick. So you can get a sack or a pick. Which one's more exciting to you? I'll take the pick.
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying, though, for sure.
There was one play in the second half where I think this is the one you're referencing, Dibs, where Bosa actually stripped the ball.
Yes.
Geno lost it for a second, then kind of pinned it to his hip, and it seemed like Bosa was so set on trying to get the ball that he kind of failed to get the sack, and he ended up missing both because Geno recovered. But all in all, an awesome day for Nick Bosa and Fred Warner and company. On to the secondary. I thought this was the best group of the day for the 49ers, and when you consider that the Mooney Ward injury, you're already down Hufanga as well. You had a couple of interceptions from rookie defensive backs after you had none from any defensive backs through 5 weeks. The secondary gets an A from me for last night.
I don't know how you can't, just because of the fact, were they perfect? No, but you can't ask for that, especially with the adversity you face. Not only does Charvarius Ward not play, you don't even know that he's not going to play until an hour before the game. And to have rookies come in and affect the game the way they did between Green and Mustafa, that has got to get an A. And oh, by the way, Lenore, chef's kiss yet again.
Yes, and I also give him an A, and I'm looking through and trying to find demerits, and I see Lockett in a 37-yard catch with Yottam in coverage. The Niners rush five. They picked it up. And there were a couple other pass plays that were just tip of the cap to the offense. The offense is going to make some plays, and I'm hard-pressed to remember any pass interference. There might have been one PI penalty on the 49ers, if that. But in general, not only were they clean, but they actually took the ball away from the other team for the first time twice from rookies. For me, that's a solid A grade.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. So special teams, this is where we get first non-passing grade of the day for the 49ers. Special teams gets a D. I know Kyle Shanahan was talking about how, oh, well, special teams made some plays for us and stuff. They also gave up the kickoff return for a touchdown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
That immediately changed the tide in this game. You were about to close the door on the Seahawks, up 23-3. Laviska Shenault, 97-yard kickoff return right after that. They get a stop. They score again. Suddenly, it's a one-possession game, and it all happened because of what happened on special teams. So, a D special teams for me.
I'm going to sound like Dibs here for a second and then let him answer first, but a D is a passing grade.
Yep.
You get your credit.
Trust me.
On you go to the next year.
My motto was D's get degrees going through college. And
D stands for done.
Well, it turns out you need to get more C's than D's, because if you're sub 2.0, you actually get in some academic trouble. I'm going to push back on this. And I gave him a C+. And the reason is, yes, the kickoff return is completely unacceptable. But when they got into a tight spot in a 6-point game, you had the punt that Seattle touched and you recovered and it was a blown call by the officials. You didn't get it. Fine. The next time you had the ball and you punted, Wisnowski put it from there. They're on Seattle's 40. And he did one of those little nine iron, backed it up to the 3-yard line.
Got to back that thing up.
Look at that punt once you back that thing up. That was the punt that ultimately led to the green interception. And I also thought that they had a couple of impressive kick returns. Debo had a couple where he took it from the 2-yard line. And you also have to tip the cap to the kicker who just came off the street and nailed three field goals. It was a mixed bag, but I gave him a C+.
They also forced a fumble on a Seattle kickoff.
That's a great point. I like C-minus. I'm kind of in between you two guys because, to Dib's point, there's really only two things the entire night in special teams that I thought stunk. And then a lot of the rest of what you saw was great. From a kicker off the street going perfect, it was definitely Wisnowski's best night. They did force one turnover, and let's be real, they actually got two. Thank you very much, camera angles not being available. So I thought they were very good, except for two plays. The reason it goes all the way down to C- is one of those two plays was potentially a backbreaker. I mean, the worst kind of play at the worst moment in the LaVisca Chenault kickoff return. Here's the other one that you left out, and I am going to continue to put this on the special teams coaches until they freaking have the conversation they need to have. Hey, kickers, stop throwing your body at the ball carrier. You're allowed to be in the back as a failsafe to try to force someone out of bounds or slow them down by diving at their ankles or something like that. Try an arm tackle, and if you don't get it, you don't get it. But 2 weeks, two kickers hurt. Stop being overly aggressive. I know that's what men do. Stop. Stop. You're a kicker. You're a kicker. Like, literally, can we look up, what is the height and weight of Matthew Wright?
I think he's 6'4", 265, I believe.
Are you ready for this? I'm looking at it right now.
5'10", 190 would be my guess.
Okay. You say 5'10", 190.
Just
Grandy,
guessing.
What's your Matthew Wright size, height, and weight guess?
Oh, I just looked it up.
Okay.
Sorry.
Are you ready for this, Cat?
Please.
Dog is 5'11".
Yep.
174.
Man, no abundant life for him.
174. And you're out there throwing your body at dudes whose thighs weigh that much. Stop. Just stop. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk.
You're welcome.
He kind of jumped the whole bit because that might come up in the next category for some. But I do want to point out one more special teams play. The first punt from Seattle where Cowing gets it after a 60-yard punt, and he's got room to run, and he just falls down.
He slipped twice.
He stumbled.
Yeah.
He could not keep his feet all night long.
I'll take a stumble over a fumble, but I hear you.
That's a four.
Thank you.
You're not wrong.
Last category here on our report card, it is coaching. And coaching for me gets a B+. I was frustrated for much of the first half. I thought Kyle Shanahan was relatively vanilla. He changed it up a little bit more in the second half. And then a lot of the special teams blunders that you guys are talking about, that also falls on coaching for me. So that's why they're not getting an A B+ for me in coaching.
That feels about right.
Yep.
That feels about right. I mean, look, it's hard when you're the coaches to get an A because the coaches are in charge of everyone. And not everyone's going to have a perfect night. So I think it's fair to give them a B+. I also think that's a pretty good grade for a coaching staff as a whole. There's never been a football game where people love every play that Kyle Shanahan called. But when you score 36 points, you score 36 points. That's an A+, sort of an output for an offense. So with all things considered, B+ sounds about right.
I will echo your TED Talk without repeating that 90 seconds. That to me is coaching when your kickers repeatedly try to tackle people. And I mentioned it earlier in the show, going empty formation in the red zone when your running back is being very successful to me is not the proper approach. Those are the only demerits, but you're right, Mark. When you win a game with 36 points and you win it by double digits, tough to go lower than a B+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.